So I have 2 points tonight, really 2 points. Number one is I want to add a point. I don't usually do this, to something we said last week. To sum up all of last week in 4 seconds, you're really supposed to have in mind two names of Hashem when you read Hashem. Ba'adnus, Aleph Dal and Nun Yod, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That was all of last week in a nutshell, 4 seconds, fine. You didn't have to come last week. Now, how do we accomplish both of those? So we tried to figure out how you get both of those in 1 second of Kavan, or not even a second, as you read the Word of Hashem. I saw an amazing chiddush I needed to share with you by Rav Aryeh Tzvi Framer, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He was the one who took over from Meir Shapiro, and unfortunately he died right after the uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto, a few days after he was taken to the camps and was killed. But his Sefer Eretz Tzvi is a wild chiddush. He says that, you know, by Megillah, the Rajba says, you're supposed to have a Megillah open in front of you when you lean. And the reason for when the Baal Kor is leaning, even if you're not actually leaning. Why? So the reason why the post can explain is because this way, if you miss a word, so you'll just look inside and you'll be able to be Yotze the Kriya that way. So he says, you see from this Rajba that simply looking at the words constitutes a kavana as if they're being said. And he elaborates on this. He says, what's the idea by tefillin? You're memashmesh your tefillin. Wow. So in the middle of, you see one of the wildest things of Judaism, let alone we wear tefillin, you see everyone praying, and all of a sudden they start going like this, you know, in the middle of davening. It looks a little bit OCD, right? What are you doing? You keep on touching your tefillin. Memashmesh tefillin b'chol sha. What's the pshat in that? How by touching it is that supposed to do anything? Answer is, he has a speak chiddush, I'm understanding correctly, that essentially if you do two, you could have two dual kavanas at the same time if you use two different senses. In other words, my talking sense is I'm saying the word Ado, right? When I'm saying Hashem's name. But if I look, my eyes see a different form of the name of Hashem, then I could have two kavanas at the same time. I have my verbal kavana, and I have my seeing kavana. Just like when I'm saying the words of tefillin, I could have my word kavana, and I could have my touching kavana, or I could have my seeing kavana. So he says, based on this, he says, you should daven with a sitter that has the words yud, ke, vav, ke written out in that form. So immediately, what was the first thing I did when I checked, when I prepared the chabura? I opened up an article sitter. You're good. There, look, you know. Yod Kei Vav Kei or not? What does it say for Shem Hashem? I've been davening for 30 years. I never even noticed what it is. How does it spell it? No? In Shmona Esrei, anything, it says Yod Kei Vav Kei. But does it have Nekudos?
No.
Does not. So that's why maybe this is a proof for the Sephardim. We're going to attack the Sephardim in a few minutes. So we'll start off by saying something nice about the Sephardim. Sephardim, if you look at all their Sidurim, they have all these elaborate gestures for pictures of Shem Hashem. What's the issue? Because they want to highlight that you should have a Yud Kei Vav Kei there, so that when they're having in mind Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, they're at least seeing with their eyes a Yud Kei Vav Kei with Nekudos. So that's a full Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore they get both Kavanas, one they're saying, and one by simply scanning with their eye. And I saw wild, they bring that the Brisker of and the Stipler were Makbid only to use Sidurim that had Shem Hashem, it says B'ksiva Tama. I don't know what K'siva Tama means. I think that means it's spelled out. I don't think that means with Nekudos. Don't B'ksiva Tama, unless it has with the little tagin on it. I don't know, B'ksiva Tama, like full written out, maybe with the tagin, maybe with the Nekudos. Fully this way, they'll get this extra aspect of the Shem Hashem. They'll get both, so in order to knock off all of last Chabura, all you have to do is use a sitter that has Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is art scroll, may count for that. Definitely if it has Nekudos, then you're fine. And then you got both Kavanas according to the Eretz Tzvi. Wild Chesh. That's point number one. Point number two now, okay. So now we have to go after the Sephardim Ashkenazim divide over here. How do you pronounce the Shem Hashem? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it says very simple. He gets you almost all the way there. Mishnah Berurah says, the Aleph has a Chataf Patach. Okay, none of us who went to yeshivas know what a Chataf Patach is. Simply put, it's an A, right? Okay, for the most part. Avalo bepasach levad o b'shvolavad. Not a full A and not a full I, somewhere in between, which is colloquially A, okay. The Dalet Becholam, so A Do, so far so good. Here's the kicker. The Hanun Bekamatz, says the Mishnah Berurah. So how do you pronounce the Kamatz? So Ashkenazim brown. One more thing. V'yad g'shayud shteini karsavitz. It's ado, and then it's supposed to be noi, emphasis on the noi. It's mil ra, not mil el. The emphasis on the latter part of the word, not the beginning of the word. So far, so good. But so this noi we need to talk about. It's supposed to have a kamatz. So how do you pronounce a kamatz? So Sfaradim, or people in Israel, they pronounce the kamatz as an a. It's nai. So, Asha, ado, and then it says nai, right? Ashkenazim say it's ado, and then we say noi. So is it noi, or is it nai, and does it make a difference? Says the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was asked, can an Ashkenazi who moves to Israel, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was in Eretz Israel, so can you switch to do the Svaradi, or the Nusach Israeli Havara, you're speaking modern Ivrit, so everything is a Svaradi for the most part. Can you say Hashem's name is with a nai like the Svaradim, even if you're Ashkenazi? So he says, does it make a difference or not? So they asked him, well, first attack is that nai versus noi, when you say nai, it sounds plural. Again, I'm not a grammarian, so someone correct me if I'm wrong. But is nai more plural than noi? This is what they asked him. And he says that that's not true grammatically. But he says, regardless, anyway, we say Elokim. What does Elokim mean? Yod Mem at the end means that it's plural. So we're not saying there's two Hashems. That's just a name for Hashem. So if the name for Hashem is Nai, even if it means plural, what's the big deal? But he says, okay, so what's the big deal? Maybe you should say, you should be allowed to say Nai or Noi. It doesn't make a difference. He says, there is a Rabbeinu Bechai. Now Rabbeinu Bechai, famous Rabbeinu Bechai, was a Svaradi posik. And he says, you could tell in the Torah, if a word Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yun is Kodesh, if it has a Kamatz, if it's chol, if it's not kodesh, it's referring to, let's say, the malachim, or it's referring to some other master, a human master, then it's written with a pasach. It's pronounced a pasach. So you see from this Rabbeinu Bechai, there's a huge difference. When you say Shem Hashem, it needs to be with a kamatz. If it's referring to something not Hashem, then it's a pasach. So says Rav Har Tzvi, says, there's no way that a Ashkenazi could pronounce it Nai. He says, maybe Svaradim, they have their Mesorah, fine. But for an Ashkenazi to go do a switcheroo, now he moves to Israel, all of a sudden he speaks in Havara Svaradit, does not work at all. He says, you're not Yotze Shem Hashem. They asked the Shevet Alevi, a Beis Yaakov teacher, it's very interesting. Beis Yaakov teacher writes a Shavuot of Shevet Alevi in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak, he responds to the certain Rav who signed at the bottom, and the Mechanechet who also signed her name. Her name doesn't make it into a Shevet Alevi. Not surprising, but doesn't even mention her. But so anyway, so there's this Mechanech that writes in, she has a yeshiva, which is half Sfaradim, half Ashkenazim. How should you daven? What nusach? Or should we break them up into two groups? It happens in the local yeshivas. There are Ashkenazi kids, Sfaradi kids. Do they daven separately or daven one? He says, no, of course there should be only one davening, because we don't like to make pirudim, we don't like to make separate, you know, groups to subdivide. That's not the way it goes in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's not the way it should go in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we try to make one. But what about B'Shem Hashem? Says the Shevet Alevi in Ashkenazi, not surprisingly, he says it should be noi. When you're davening out loud, no matter what, it must be a kamatz, he says. Why? Because it's based on this Rabbeinu Bechai, that it's really supposed to be a kamatz. This is what he says. Chuvus van Hogus, Reb Sternbach, also goes attacking. He says, if a chazan gets up there, and he says nai, instead of noi, he says, you're not yotze really the Shem Hashem, you're not yotze v'tfil, it's not Shem Hashem. You're not saying it because according to Rabbeinu Bechai, nai is not Kodesh. It's not Kodesh at all. So how dare you get up there and say Nai? And he then attacks and says, even the Sfaradim. He says, even the Sfaradim who are speaking with a different Havara must say Noi. He says, I know that there are people who are going to disagree with me, but this is what I posit. Last point, and then we'll help out the Sfaradim, of course. Yeah? Here's the last point. This is a wild source. You can't make this stuff up. This is intense. I apologize for Ashkenazim. It's not politically correct, our Sephardi brethren. But Nuvus was said 300 years ago. Who am I to argue? But then Rabbi Vadi will save you. Don't. Comes along the Yavitz. The Yavitz says, I think it's quoted, I didn't see it inside, I saw it cited. And he has a tefillah in the beginning of his davening. Go figure this out. It says, I daven thank Hashem I'm not a Sephardi. Why? How are you allowed to say something like that? So what's the shot? Because they mess up the noi and the nine every time they don't daven properly. That's what he says. Comes along Rabbi Vadia. And I saw it was Rabbi Avadi quoted also by Rabbi Jachter, who's a tremendous Sfaradi Shapoisik in TABC, in Tinek. He defends all the Sfaradi Minhagim. He's a huge Talmud Chacham. He cites Rabbi Avadi, who says, no. It can't be that the Sfaradim are wrong. Rabbeinu Bechai says they're wrong. Or Sfaradi Shapoisik is in the Kempi. And as Rabbi Avadi approves from many piyutim, if you look at piyutim, even I think in Surah Mishalo, like one of the words, the acrostics, they rhyme. So one of the words are ma'adonai, and it rhymes with ado, is like, or something like that. Next one is nai. So it has to rhyme. So if it's ma'adonai, with the pasach, then the komatz, the next stanza, has to be pronounced as I, because otherwise it doesn't rhyme. Rabbi Avadi proves this from a couple of places. Final proof for the Sfaradim is if you look at a Rashi, it was a wild Rashi, in Maseches Brachos, which says, you're not allowed to do an Amen Chatufa. Says all the Mefarshim, what in the world is an Amen Chatufa? Says Rashi, that you put a Shva, right, the I, under the letter Aleph in Amen, instead of a what? A main, you put a Shva under the Aleph instead of a? He says Pasach. But Amen, it should have said instead of a Komatz, if it's Ashkenazim. Elamai, you see Rashi is agreeing with the Sfaradim that Amen should really be pronounced Amen. Meaning that even if you call it a Komatz, it's pronounced like a Pasach, like the Sfaradim do. It says it's a Raya. The problem is, there's a little Mesor Shas. I don't remember who wrote the Mesor Shas, but it's a couple hundred years old. He corrects it and says it shouldn't be Pasach, it should be Komatz. So the upshot is there's a lot of confusion. The Sfaradim have what to rely upon, who am I, or any of us, to argue with Rav Avadia. Ashkenazim have a lot of poskim to rely upon. Best thing is, everyone should daven their own nusach, follow their own rabbanim. The problem is, when you have a Sfaradi daven Ashkenazi shul, Ashkenazi daven a Sfaradi shul, then you got issues.